tired of my scheming for the last time. It's me. Yeah, there you go. That's a little bit of one of the songs that will be blasting out over the Aviva over the 3 days of this weekend. We've talked about it. 600,000 people are expected to be in Dublin for all the different events. But Taylor Swift, in of herself, is an economic phenomenon. There's reports out and estimations that are being questioned that it's worth 150 million or the concerts will be worth 150 million to the Irish economy. I'm not so sure about all of that, but maybe it'll be 150 million to Taylor Swift's bank account. Lots of people from this county going, of course, but how expensive is it to go? And how expensive is it to go in other countries? With me on the line, I've got Lisa Gannon, who is from Waterville originally, now living in Long Island. Lisa, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Thanks for joining us in the programme. Now, you're home. We talked to you last year, I think, about a lizard that hopped out of your bag.
No,
or someone's bag.
A scorpion.
A scorpion. That was it.
It wasn't ours. Disclaimer, it was not our bag.
Somebody else's bag. But listen, you're coming, you're home, but you're bringing your two daughters to Taylor Swift in Dublin this weekend.
I am. We try, Jerry. I live in Long Island, New York, and my two girls, I have Ali, who is 15, and my daughter Ava Lily, who's 11, and they are diehard Swifties, like so many of the other generation that's out there, girls, teenage girls and boys. But so we tried our everything you could imagine, every pre-sale code. We tried everything. My daughter bought an album that gave you a code for when her tickets went on sale for US, to be completely unsuccessful. It was an absolute nightmare, the whole process in the US for the concert.
A total disaster. You were waiting. There's huge anticipation. There's huge demand.
Huge anticipation.
There's pre-codes. There's waiting lists. If you buy the album now, you'll get in the head of the queue. And you have
everything.
To buy tickets. You have to buy the tickets a year out as well.
We did. And what actually happened was, like you said, all these pre-sale codes went, right? So, like, for instance, if you had a certain credit card, they were doing a promotion where you got a pre-sale code. And like you said, if you bought the album, you got a pre-sale code. So and fan clubs, and my daughters are all part of all of those things. So we had probably 5 or 6 pre-sale codes, right, from all the different, we'd say, marketing ploys that they had out there for the tour. And the problem in the US was every ticket for every state, we'd say, went on sale at the same time. So when I logged on, and I logged on about an hour before it said, you know, it was going to open up. When I actually logged on, there were 75,000 people ahead of me on the queue. So, that's when it went live. That's when it actually went live. There were 75,000 people ahead of me. So I said, okay, we'll sit tough. So we sat, and you know, you see the number going down. And next thing, it said I was about 1,000 out after waiting. I said, okay, we're getting there. And it was going down faster. And next thing, Ticketmaster crashed. And I had my two girls beside me. We're at the table. We're waiting. I have the credit card ready to go and everything. Next thing, Ticketmaster crashed. So the actual, it broke. Taylor Swift actually crashed the whole Ticketmaster system. Yeah, with the supply and demand. Yeah, so glitched. So it froze, whatever, the whole thing, kicked you back out of the queue. And I said, all right, we'll hang tough. By the time they fixed it and we got back on, there was 110,000 ahead of me on the queue. So it was insane. So of course, at this point, again, we're sitting and nothing available, nothing. We got this big thing up on the screen. Now, bear in mind, I was one of the millions of moms across the US that were logged on, and dads at that time, trying to buy the tickets. And remember, this is a pre-sale too, so this isn't general sale. So we got this big warning on the screen, sorry, sold out. So I said, okay, girls, tears, crying, the whole thing, we'll never get to see her. And next thing, they actually cancelled the general sale. So Taylor Swift in the US never went to general sale. They sold so many in the pre-sale that they actually ran out of inventory. They had no tickets for general sale. So that was it. You either got pre-sale, and within once they made that announcement that there was no general tickets going to be available, the ticket prices, Jerry, you could have bought it for $150 at the time.
Yeah.
Jumped to $1,000.
$1,000. And I was going to ask you that, like, how does it work in the US? Because here, the laws have been changed. It was 2021, I think, ticket touting laws came in, which it's illegal to resell something for more than face value since July 2021.
Yeah, so they changed it actually for the European tour. So Taylor, so over here now, for instance, it's called a lead booker concert, right? So whoever bought the ticket, like for instance, my name is on the credit card, my name is on the account, that's, that person has to be present. That was not the case in the US. There, I think right now they're working to change the laws because of what happened last year, but basically anybody. So now what Ticketmaster said afterwards, they made this big announcement. Now, I don't know about like technology too much, but they said there's bots, like that there's actual, that that's, there's like bots, robots, whatever it is, that actually caused a lot of the problems with Ticketmaster. But also a huge problem in the US is it's a business for some people, Jerry. Like, you could have, for instance, I have a family of five, right? I have three kids and my husband. So the five of us, if we logged on, there's families that this is all they do. They log on and you can buy a max of four tickets, right? So if we were each able to get four tickets, right? And they have no intention of going to these concerts.
No.
They just want to sell them. They're just, it's a business. They make money.
A business model. This is what they do every day. They wake up in the morning at whatever time. And they log on and they buy the tickets, so they know they're going to make a huge profit on the purchase.
Yeah, exactly. Major sporting events over, all the big concerts, this is what they do. So it is, it's a huge problem because the resale, like I said, once they cancelled, once they said there's going to be no general sale of the tickets, we have nothing left, the inventory is gone. Basically, the tickets went from 150, that was what you bought, to the cheapest ticket. And I looked on every resale site, I tried everything. They were up to $1,000 a ticket. And like, you could have been on the roof, like terrible seating, you know? And I couldn't, I no way would I tell my daughters that it's okay. I couldn't justify. I said, even if, you know, we had the money to spend it, I said, I could not tell them, give that message to my teenage daughters that it's okay to spend $1,000 for something.
As good knowledge
like
she is, Lisa, as good knowledge she is, she's not worth $1,000.
So we did, but there's a happy ending. There is a happy ending to our story. We're actually getting to see her. And believe it or not, I'm part of a Facebook page over in New York. It's called Irish Mammies in New York. And it's great. It's a great Facebook page. And it's basically just all moms like myself. And we chat about everything Irish and everything. Yeah. It's great. But basically, over the last 6 months, because I bought the tickets a year ago, I know more Irish American moms that are, and dads and families that are coming to Ireland to see Taylor because we couldn't get tickets in the States.
It's cheaper to get tickets here than it is over there and fly to Ireland.
Exactly. It was cheaper to get the tickets. I was very lucky we were able to get colds again, and we got on this time last year. Actually, we bought the tickets for her, and I was able to buy three, me and my two girls, and we were able to get the three tickets. But I know so many Irish in New York that are coming, and even not the Irish, I know in my area, I know my daughter and I were talking yesterday, we know of five people in her high school that have flown to London just to see her in London, because it was still cheaper to get a flight, which you could book a year out, so you knew the dates, you were able to get the flight and, you know, look out for deals. It was still cheaper to fly to London, have a bit of a holiday for yourself, and see Taylor. So we know at least five families in our area that flew to London to see her.
My God, that's astonishing. They'll have to change. I think President Biden, is he trying to change the law on ticket touting in America?
I think there is. I think they're definitely looking into.
She also had an issue as she went before Congress at one stage, I think, or a Senate committee, Taylor Swift herself, about the situation, because obviously she's breaking all sorts of records on this in terms of demand.
Exactly. Yeah, so we are. So we're heading up on Saturday. We're flying up from Kerry Airport. And of course, then accommodation was a major problem. Once we got the tickets, that was the hardest part. But thank God we have family, so we're going to stay family. But I have two very excited girls.
They'll have a great time. They'll have a great time. Listen, Lisa, you're contributing to it. everyone is contributing to it who wants to go, who's going to the concerts and the razzmatazz around it. $4.1 billion is the estimated personal earnings for Taylor Swift from the Eras Tour. $4.1 billion.
I believe it.
Yeah. You would. She's getting, if she's getting that kind of money across the world and those concerts, unbelievable. Lisa, listen, thanks for telling your story and good luck and enjoy the concerts.
Yeah, and can I just wish my sister Sheena a very happy 40th. Yes, Sheena, I'm announcing to the whole of Kerry that you're 40 today.
Oh God, you're in trouble.
But I want to wish Sheena a very happy birthday. And thanks Emil, Jerry. Take care.
Great stuff, Lisa. There you go. That's Lisa Gannon there, or Gannon, I should say, Lisa Gannon from Waterville, or, originally, now living in Long Island, back home on holiday. She is going to Taylor Swift and said, can you believe that, in terms of the way it works out in America, what you would be charged if you don't manage to get a ticket first time round, and unprecedented demand for tickets. And then all of a sudden, $1,000 a ticket, that's the cheapest that you would get. And it works out better even for people that don't have family here to fly to Ireland or fly to London and go to Wembley or go to whatever. And fair, look, you have to give credit to the government for bringing in those rules about reselling and that you can't resell, and all of a sudden you're getting to go to the concert for a somewhat reasonable price.